Today I'm at the Festival of Ideas, which has been held in the UK every October since 2008. It's a free festival with lots of activities, organised by the University of Cambridge. But it isn't just for students. Anyone interested in arts and science can go to the lectures, talks, classes, and performances. The festival gets bigger and bigger every year. The first year, 7,000 people attended. But by the third year, that number had almost doubled. We asked one of the visitors about the festival. Hello there. Can you introduce yourself and tell me, is this your first time at the festival here in Cambridge?
My name is Judith, and no, I come here every year.
Can you tell us why you like coming to the festival?
Well, it's an interesting event to come to. It's great for kids and adults. I enjoy learning about all the new ideas people have on important topics. We don't get much time to really think or learn about new things in everyday life, but you can do exactly that at this festival.
So, what kinds of things do people learn? Do people concentrate on learning just one thing?
No, most people plan on going to several events. For example, today I learnt some history. I went to a lecture about the English Civil War, which happened between 1642 and 1651. It was really interesting. Yesterday, I played games to find out about gravity. It was a science activity. And tomorrow, I'm going to a talk on the global economy, which I'm sure will really make me think.
Are there any things you don't like about it? Are you ever bored?
Not really. The only problem is that it's really crowded.
Judith, like many others, is really enjoying the Festival of Ideas. Nowadays, around the world, there are many festivals, often based on nature, food, or culture. Take the Cherry Blossom Festival in Japan, for example. In Tokyo, the capital of Japan, the Cherry Blossom Festival is held in early April. It is an important festival celebrating nature. The actual dates change every year because the celebration happens only when the trees have cherry blossoms. So, it is a little different from a festival that has the same date every year, and it's not organised in the same way as many other festivals. Our reporter, Mike Pierce, went to Tokyo to find out.
Today, I am talking with Yuki. She sells food during the Cherry Blossom Festival in Ueno Park in Tokyo. Hi, Yuki.
Hi! Welcome to the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Thanks. So, what happens here?
Well, as you can see, it's a cherry blossom festival. It is a celebration of spring and the cherry flowers. So it doesn't have specific activities that people do. Instead, people come to enjoy the cherry blossoms and have a picnic under the trees. We have about 1,000 trees full of beautiful flowers.
Do you have many people here from other countries?
Yes. Our visitors are from all over the world. In addition to the cherry blossoms, there are lots of food stalls and people can hire a boat to go around the lake too. There are many beautiful natural places here. Some people prefer to visit some of the park's many museums, But I think Tokyo is one of the best places to come for the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
Visiting such festivals is not just for entertainment. It's also a fantastic way to find out about the culture of a different country. I went to Oman in the Middle East recently to do just that. I'm here in Muscat at the Festival of Culture and Heritage, talking to Nazra. She is visiting the Muscat Festival with her family. The event is held in January and February each year in Oman, and Nazra has been coming for the last couple of years. Hi, Nazra. Are you enjoying the festival?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Can you tell us something about the festival?
Of course. It's a chance for people to learn about the heritage and culture of Oman.
So, why are you here?
My mother and father want to watch some of the sports. There was cycling last year and also a camel race. You can also learn traditional dance. But I decided to go to the fashion show.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And after we finish watching the races and shows, we'll go and eat some traditional food.
Sounds amazing. I hope you all have a great time. So these international festivals, with lots of music, food and fashion, are providing a different type of experience for people. Next week, we'll be looking at...